At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back. Third and final hour of the program here on Friday. And next week, the YMCA is having a very special event that will help benefit a lot of local people. It's called Cheers for a Cause, and it's going to be a very fun event. And joining us right now to talk about it and to give us all the information is Senior Executive Director of YMCA South Coast, Stephanie Mancini. Let's bring her on the line here. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us and very excited to share the word about what sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun event.
It sure is. Yes, we're very excited about it. 1 week from today, Friday, September 20th, at the Narrow Center for Arts in Fall River, at 6 o'clock p.m., tickets are on sale. The event is called Cheers for a Cause. We have basically combined our in the past, we've had the Fall River YMCA and the Swansea YMCA have separate events, beer and wine tasting events, all to raise funds for our annual campaign for the YMCA South Coast. This year, we came together, both volunteer and staff committees, we came together and we created this new event. And essentially, we're bringing the best of both events. And this is going to be a blockbuster event. You do not want to miss it.
So what kind of things will go on during this? I mean, Cheers for a Cause. I'm assuming we're going to, you know, we're going to be sampling some drinks.
Yes. So we partnered up with Jay's Wine and Spirits over on Rhode Island Avenue in Fall River. And they're basically orchestrating all the different wine distributors. We'll have all different kinds of samples at the inside the Narrows, inside the, it's on the second floor. And they're going to be taking care of that. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. They've been a great partner for the past almost 4 years. And then we'll have breweries such as Troy City, Canned Heat. We have different, beer vendors that are going to be donating beer. We'll have a beer garden. We're going to be using the second room on the that's attached to the big room. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. But at any rate, they're going to be there. We'll have 15 local restaurants from the Fall River and Swansea Somerset area. I do not want to forget any of them. So I'm not going to say, but there's going to be all types of cuisine, anywhere from Portuguese to American to Italian to Asian cuisine. It's going to be awesome. So we're really looking forward to that. The raffle prizes are absolutely out of this world this year. We have a trip to Anna Maria Island in Florida. We have Cardi's Furniture donated an entire patio paradise backyard set. We have sports tickets. We have jewelry. It's the list goes on and on. It's going to be great. We hope we can make it. The Corey Sisters are playing. They're a very well-known musician group in the Fall River area, and they're fabulous.
And all of this is all going to be happening next Friday. It is a chance to go out and have a great time. But it's not just about going out and having fun, because all the money that's going to be raised from this really helps the YMCA be able to offer their services to a variety of people here on the South Coast.
Absolutely. And so, as I mentioned, the funds go directly to our annual campaign split between the Fall River and Swansea YMCA, which is all part of YMCA South Coast. And this is so that everyone can afford the opportunity to join the YMCA. Every kid that wants to join our child care or camp programs is able to. We do not turn anybody away due to, you know, financial hardship. So we want to make sure the more, frankly, the more money that we raise, the more that we'll be able to do for the community. So we have food insecurity programs such as the Full Plate Project that runs every single week in a different location, which has been going on since the COVID pandemic. We have Live Strong, which is a cancer survivor program, which is 12-week free program, and that the annual campaign funds that. We give financial assistance out, so for people that are maybe having a hard time financially. And like I said, we don't want to turn anybody away at the Y, and that's what these funds are going to.
So because of the money that type of initiative requires, and because of all the great things that are happening at Cheers for a Cause with the food and the wine and the beer, people are probably thinking that these tickets are very pricey, but in actuality, they're not.
No, they're not. And they're for what you're getting. So $65 gets you in the door, gets you sampling of, as I mentioned, every single kind of wine, beer, whatever your forte. We actually are going to have mocktails too. We're going to have non-alcoholic options. Where there's going to be some samples, some other spirits, if you will, types of samples, and the food. So really, it's a nice night out. I mean, nowadays, you can't go out to dinner and spend less than $100. So it's really, and all for a good cause. You can feel good about it as well.
And the other part about this, too, is when you go to the YMCA South Coast website to purchase the tickets, you might say to yourself, well, I really believe in this program, but, you know, just going out on a Friday night, that's not me. You can just make a straight donation on the page as well.
Sure can. Yep, absolutely. We have a new platform that we've been using this season, and it's much easier to make. It's very easy to make a donation. You don't have to start your own. You don't have to have any username or passwords or anything like that. You can just make a straight donation. So it's trying to make it easier for people to participate.
And the other great thing about, you know, actually going there to the Narrow Center next Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. for Cheers for a Cause is you get to actually interact with all the other great people that are there to help support this program and help support the YMCA. So, you know, you're gonna make new friends in addition to trying all this all these great drinks and food sampling items.
Oh, definitely. We've invited everybody, and everybody's welcome, just like the YMCA. Everybody's welcome to this event. We're promoting it pretty heavily on social media and in our Welcome Center lobbies to our, you know, to our current members, all of our program participants, and on the radio. And we actually have a billboard up on 195 westbound, heading in between Westport and Fall River, which is pretty cool to see. So we're really trying to make this big and promote it, and tickets are flying off the shelves, and I expect it to pick up, and I'm sure we'll have some people walk in night of, which you can, by the way, buy tickets the night of.
But like you said, you know, it's just like at the YMCA with everybody, you know, coming together, but unlike the YMCA, don't wear your gym clothes to the Narrow Center next Friday.
No, I'm not going to amend it. It's not a black tie event. It's not a, you know, a tuxedo and a prom dress night. But it's definitely going to be a night that you can wear a cocktail dress, or just, you know, if you want to wear a button-up shirt, it's definitely going to be one of those kind of nights. But yeah, no, it's not going to be too much of a workout, I don't think.
I still might show up in, you know, a tight bicycle shorts and a mesh shirt, just because.
That's okay.
I don't get out of the house very often.
As long as you come. As long as you come join us, that's fine with me.
All right, tell everybody again where they can get tickets.
Okay, you can get tickets at YMCASC.org, or you can go into either the Swansea YMCA, 271 Sharp Slot Road in Swansea, or the Fall River YMCA, 199 North Main Street, and you can purchase tickets at the Y. And you can purchase tickets the night of the event as well.
And an important question, because there's going to be beer and wine served, is it a 21 plus event?
It sure is. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so if it's a good excuse to get a babysitter, leave the kids at home for the night, and go out and have some mom and dad time.
That's right. All for a good cause.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thanks for joining us. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. Let's make sure that we pack the Narrow Center next Friday.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it. And come join us for the greatest event next weekend.
All right, you won't be able to miss me. I'm the guy in the bike shorts and the mesh shirt.
I'll look out for you.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
We are so glad to be able to help spread the word of all the great work they do with the YMCA South Coast. And you can get more information, too, at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But YMCASC.org is the easiest way to get all of that. So 508-996-0500, my number here. We can go back into the discussion that we were having about the police station, the new police headquarters, rather, that has been announced, but nothing formal yet because the city announced that they're starting with step one, which is hiring a project manager. We can talk about that story that New Bedford Light has this morning, that the widow of Paul Kader is contemplating a lawsuit against the city for what she calls and her attorneys call the wrongful death of Paul Kader. The city's stance, and it's important to note, let me just pull this up. I don't have it open in front of me, but give me one second. Because it's important to note the city's stance on this. So the stance of Mrs. Kader and the attorneys is that the ongoing issue between Paul Kader and the city is what led to his deteriorated mental health. It led to his state, his mental state, on that horrible night in which he was shot and killed by police after firing and striking a police officer and threatening to kill himself. But let me just give you the city's response to that really fast. I got to find it in the story. Give me one second. This is terrible that I didn't have it open and ready. This comes from Jonathan Darling, spokesperson for the city of New Bedford. The letter was sent with that's step one of wanting to go forward with a lawsuit is sending this letter. And Jonathan Darling wrote back, "The allegations in the letter have no merit. The unfortunate reality of this matter is that Mr. Kader fired a handgun at police officers who had no choice but to act in self-defense and protect innocent bystanders." And that's the question here that would have to be answered in this lawsuit is, at what point do you say that Paul Kader was responsible for his own actions? That despite any influence that might have been over him by these things that were ongoing, at what point is he responsible for the decisions that he made? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I was listening to your news this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you guys do a phenomenal job. You know, there's not enough meat on the bone at standard times. So I really have a heavy reliance on local news. WBSM, let me put that out there first and foremost. Secondly, this New Bedford Police Headquarters, according to Phil Devitt, it's going to cost up to $100 million, a four-year construction project. And the city is looking for a project manager. And my question is, there's some missing information here. Where's the money going to come from? Who's paying for all this?
It's going to come
property owners and business owners.
So they're going to get municipal bonds to pay for it. And then, yes, the city would be responsible for paying that back with interest over a period of time.
Yeah, I'd like to know how much interest. $100 million. And this is $250 million in our school budget. And we can only fund 20% of it. You had one of the school committee members come on with Chris. And this is going to be a burden to us taxpayers. We don't have enough money here. And now this looks like a legacy for John Mitchell, a legacy project. So you'll be remembered as the mayor that constructed two police stations. We can't afford this. But if your news department can get on to this and see how much this project manager is going to get paid, my understanding is he going to be on just for the 4 years of this construction and let go, or is he going to stay there another four-digit salary? Should I say six figures?
Yeah, no, I believe this will just be for the – so it will be for the planning, the design, and the construction of the – of this facility. That's what this contract will be for, is just that period of time.
Let me just say in closing, it's unbelievable that we have all of these projects and we don't have enough jobs for the people here in our city. We're just barely scraping by, but yet the mayor, he's always ready to open up the checkbook so we can pay more taxes. I'd say rehab some of our satellite police stations rather than build another one like the one on Brock Avenue. You got three garage doors. I think it was Gilly that says it's too small. Do they have the fire trucks go in there and the EMS? Or is that just office space for our police officers?
No, the fire station is the other half of the building. So the building is kind of divided in half. It's kind of two buildings in one.
Right. All right. Thank you, Tim.
All right. You have a good day. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Having been in that public safety center in the South End, when I went through there was a number of offices that looked like that weren't even being utilized. So that's why I said to Gilly, I was like, I don't know that they don't have enough space there for, you know, what that is. I mean, you couldn't bring in more people. You couldn't make that headquarters, for example. But they do have, you know, the police side of the building and the fire department side of the building. And if you want to see it for yourself, if you go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app and read the story about the new police headquarters forthcoming, at the bottom of that story, there are photos from when we toured the South End Public Safety Center. So you can see what the inside of it looks like with the little boy that we brought there who was our mini miracle recipient a couple of years ago. And you can see, you know, not only the day he had, but get an idea of what it's like inside that facility. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. You know, that guy is that Jimmy guy, that Mr. Negativity. I don't know how he makes his phone do that. He changes it so he can call a couple of times.
It could be his brother. My brother and I sound alike.
No, that's him. That's him. Because I did that one time, called him out on it, and he called back. He made a really a fool. But I had texted about, you know, we can get any signs and stuff for Harris.
Yes. If you go to the official Harris Walls camp, which is KamalaHarris.com, if you go there, they have a store there, and they sell the signs there for $20 a piece. I sent you the link back on the app chat to be able to get them.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
okay.
And then you just order it and they send it to you. And then you're responsible for, you know, it's not like a local candidate where, you know, you get the sign and then they come back and pick them up after the election. Like, you're responsible for it after that. You own it. So.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here and we'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We are going to be going in the newsroom in just a moment. Before we do that, though, I want to let you know that not only is Stevie's Wine and Spirits having their big fall tasting event on September 28th, and I will see you there. That's going to be a great day. There's going to be so much to sample, and it's also going to be a day of fundraising. There's going to be a raffle with some really great, like, beautiful glassware being raffled off, amongst other items. And the money raised all goes to the Fairhaven Veterans Center. That's happening on September 28th at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. But tonight, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., they're having a special tasting event. And you get to try Powers Irish Whiskey, Plymouth Gin, and Shankey's Whip from Ireland. A great tasting event with all three of those available for sampling from 4 to 7 p.m. at Stevie's Wine and Spirits tonight. And while you're there, if you are a fan of bourbon, whiskey, rye, scotch, any of that, join the Rack House Club while you're there. Ask them about it. They'll give you all the details. But every month, you get a bottle that's equal to what you paid for your membership price, if not more. And you also get other great little gifts and special access to tastings and other events. But also, 10% off all your whiskey and bourbon purchases at Stevie's Wine and Spirits all the time. So check them out. They are located 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Make sure you follow them online, stevieswineandspirits.com, and follow them on Facebook and Instagram so that you know when great tasting events are happening, like tonight's, or great events like their free wine tasting, wine education night that's happening on September 26th, and of course the big fall tasting on September 28th. So again, not only is it a great time and you get to learn a lot of things, it's a great community and you get to make new friends over there like I did. Shout out to Sean, who hung out with me last week during the VIP whiskey tasting. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump doubles down on unproven claims immigrants are eating pets. Boeing going back to the negotiation table with unhappy workers. And will life after death stay good for Beetlejuice?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Donald Trump is doubling down on claims that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are stealing people's pets and eating them.
They take in the geese. You know where the geese are? In the park, in the lake. And even walking off with their pets. My dog's been taken.
During a rally Thursday in Tucson, his first since Tuesday's debate, Trump said the Haitian immigrants were destroying Springfield residents' way of life. He claimed during the debate against Kamala Harris that immigrants in Springfield were eating dogs and cats. City officials in Springfield say there's no evidence of immigrants eating dogs or cats. Boeing says it's ready to renegotiate after its workers voted to go on strike. John Holden with the Machinists Union said the workers deserve better.
You know, I'm proud of our members. I'm proud of them for standing up and fighting for more, for each other, for their families, for the community. There's a lot at stake here.
Thousands of aircraft employees at the manufacturing plants in Seattle and Portland rejected the Boeing contract offer on Thursday and voted to walk out today. In a statement, Boeing said the message was clear that the tentative agreement was not acceptable to members and they're ready to get back to the table to reach a new one. After wrapping up the longest overseas trip of his papacy, Pope Francis is heading home today. The 87-year-old pontiff spent 12 days across four countries in the South Pacific and Southeast Asia. A new study out of Boston shows high doses of ADHD drugs are linked to a much greater risk of serious mental health issues. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Scientists at Mass General Brigham have found that people who take high doses of Adderall, Vyvanse, or dextroamphetamine are five times more likely to develop psychosis or mania. Their findings just published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Stimulant use to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has skyrocketed in recent years, especially in adults. A study earlier this year shows prescription rates for ADHD drugs rose 30% from 2018 to 2022 among people 20 to 39. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A Florida man who sold his $85 million mansion on Miami's Indian Creek Island for a bargain is suing the realtor who did not disclose that the buyer was the world's second richest man. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos bought the home for $79 million. And the horror film Speak No Evil is looking to get out to a scary fast start at the box office.
Sometimes it's okay to think things, but you can't actually say them.
The movie starring James McAvoy projected to make between $10 and $13 million in its first weekend in theaters. Also new this week is the action film The Killer's Game with Dave Bautista, expected to make $5 million in its debut. Meanwhile, Beetlejuice projected to take first for the second straight week with $45 million.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Yankees 2-1. Can they turn it around on Friday the 13th? Another game tonight in New York. Patriots and Seattle Seahawks in Foxborough Sunday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you everybody on this Friday. Starting out the morning with some patchy fog out there. Temperature in the upper 50s. Under mostly cloudy skies, skies will be clearing up nicely as we head into the afternoon. Abundant sunshine, temperature in the upper 70s. Overnight, patchy fog around 60, sunny and mid-70s by tomorrow. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. We're going to get to a phone call in just a second. But before I do that, really quickly, people ask me all the time. They see me, especially if they haven't seen me in a while. And I'm down almost 100 pounds from my biggest point and probably about 85, 90 from where I was, a year and 2 months ago. And so people are asking me all the time, how did you do it? And I did it through the South Coast Health Medical Weight Loss Program. They prescribed me Mounjaro, and that combined with a low-carb diet and getting exercise and, all of that kind of stuff has really made all the difference. But how did I get the process started? Well, I went to one of their weight loss center special events, one of their seminars. And they're having one next Thursday, September 19th at 6 p.m., at the South Coast Health Weight Loss Center. Now, there's a number of them, Fall River, Dartmouth, New Bedford, Wareham areas. So if you go to southcoast.org, you can sign up, you can RSVP to take, the weight loss services are at Fall River, Wareham, and Hyannis. So you can set up to RSVP to be able to go and attend this seminar and learn about the different options for medical weight loss, including medication like I take, including minimally invasive surgery options, one-on-one guidance by a team of weight loss experts, nutrition counseling, weekly support groups, ongoing weight management. Those are all some of the things that they offer. And I can tell you, it's all in what level you need. If you need to talk to somebody all the time, they have somebody for you to talk to. If you're like me and you say, just give me the medication and I'll check in with you every few months, then you can do that as well. But they have a team of people who are dedicated to helping you meet your weight loss goals. So you can take part in this seminar if you are a South Coast Health patient on Thursday, September 19th at 6 p.m. Register now, though, at southcoast.org because registration is required to attend and space will be limited. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. As you know, I decided that I'll be voting for Trump this November, but we have to make a definitive line between MAGA and then just regular Trump supporters, because our Trump voters, people who are going to pick of the two, because I got to tell you, the fanatics that I see out there are, it's mind blowing that these people completely envelop their entire persona with a politician. It just, these huge flags flying at their homes or out on their truck, or they're just plastering themselves with Trump paraphernalia. There's Trump stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's funny
Trump
is
stores.
These are the same people who this week are, all over social media and calling into the station saying, like, I can't believe people would, care that much about what Taylor Swift thinks, that they dedicate their whole life and make all the decisions based on Taylor Swift. Well, you do the same thing to Donald Trump, Stans.
He 100%, these people, and some of them are respected individuals that I respect them on an individual level. And I just see them, I'm like, there's something wrong with you mentally.
Yeah, that, it's the real Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's nobody in the world better than Trump. Really? The dude just doubled down on the immigrants that are eating cats and dogs. Like, dude, just correct the record. Say, no, there was one person that was arrested, and she was an American citizen. She's tapped. She's crazy, mm-hmm. and she ate a cat in front of people. But don't double down on it. That's what turns people off. The dude has good policy, in my opinion, better than Harris, which is why I'm supporting him. Right, his NATO, and you would have to actually admit also, because I know that you don't support Trump, but his rhetoric toward our NATO allies, when he said, you know what, if you guys don't start pulling your weight and increasing your own personal defense spending, we're not going to defend you as much or at all, because you're not pulling your weight. And because he did that, I don't agree with him doing it publicly, but because he did that, it increased defense spending across all of NATO. So NATO is significantly stronger specifically because of that rhetoric. I don't believe he was right in the tactic doing it, but he was right in the outcome. And the results were the correct way. You would have to agree with that.
Just because the results were right doesn't mean that it was the right way to do it and the right thing to do. What I'm saying is that doesn't make it okay.
Well, like I said, the tactic was incorrect. He should have did it tactfully and not bombastically like Trump always does. But what I'm saying is his policy, the way he approached it was wrong, but the outcome was correct. The outcome of making NATO stronger against China and Russia was the correct way. But regardless, we have to make a distinction between people who are going to vote for Trump and then MAGA, because MAGA is a derangement syndrome. Like, there's your afternoon guy, completely deranged, and a lot of his supporters completely deranged. Like, it baffles my mind that we actually have multiple stores that sell Trump paraphernalia. You're insane. And if you think about it, the Republican Party is a party of, you know, we don't like our politicians. We don't like politicians. And, you know, MAGA will come in, well, Trump's not a politician. Well, he's in politics, so it makes him a politician.
Right.
So
and
it is what it is.
I don't know that it's I don't know that it's necessarily just insanity. I mean, I do think that it is. But look at it like this. If that was not a Trump store, if that was a store that only sold New England Patriots Obama merchandise. No, like it was a Patriots pro shop where you could just go buy all and everybody went in there every day and decked themselves all out in all Patriots paraphernalia. We wouldn't think of anything weird about that. We might be like, hey man, like, calm it down. We get it. You love the Patriots, but we really wouldn't fault anybody for that. But it's different when it's a person.
When you think about it this way, Tim, because you were a sports guy at one point too. There's fanatics, right? They're literally fans, and then there's fanatics. I mean, I know it's an abbreviation of the term, but there are fanatics and there are fans. But if you knew a guy where 7 days a week or 5 days a week, he was head to toe, got the Nike Patriot sneakers, socks, underwear, pants. He's wearing a hat, and he's just there all braided up. And you look at him and go, dude, calm it down. Like, that's a little ridiculous. He's a homer, right? He would be called a homer, where the home team can do nothing wrong. And we hear that all of the time. And that's what these MAGA people are all about. They just absolutely envelop their entire personality with this guy. And that, like you said, that's the Trump derangement syndrome. Like, the people who believe that he is the best president ever, better than Reagan. Reagan literally broke the USSR. And Trump's better than that. You lost your mind. You have lost. And the Republican Party used to be the party of, you know, we don't like politicians. We don't trust the federal government. And they're the ones right now. If back in 2008, 2009, there was an Obama store, what do you think MAGA would be doing right now?
what do you think those exact people that are shopping at a Trump store would be doing? They'd be laughing, as they should, because that's insanity. And now they look at it and they go, I'm going to go get myself another flag of the 47 other flags that I have because he's going to be the 47th president or whatever it is.
It's a cult of personality, for sure.
It's for real. It just baffles my mind. But I'm glad that you and I can agree that the outcome of his, because that's one of the actually biggest reasons why I decided to support Trump was because of, I really sat down and started to realize his policies, the outcome, the results, because results matter. I don't care the rhetoric can be outlandish, but if the tactic may be off, but if the results matter, results matter. If the results and the outcome is great and very positive, I'm going to support you. So take it, for example, if you're an executive for a corporation, if you're running a business and your tactics are a little, a little off color, like a little off key, but man, you're killing it on the bottom line. You know, and I'm not saying, you're being untrustworthy or you're kind of being shady. But if your tactics are a little off and you're getting some stuff done, I'm probably going to hire you. I'm probably going to hire you. And it's just, it is the way it is because of, his results. And I look at the results of his border policy. Again, I don't believe in, his tactics might've been off, but his results were correct. And that's how I'm voting. And I think that's how a lot of people should vote, to be honest with you.
All right. I'm going to hold you there.
All right, Tim.
Have a good weekend. I got to take a break. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to hang up on you there. Got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Come back in. It is time now to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
I'm going all right here. How's it going over there? I bet you it's pretty busy.
Good, man. Yeah, man. Friday morning notice. People start rolling in real quick.
Well, they know that.
Today's a tomahawk day. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I got tomahawks. Just came in a whole bunch of them, man.
Oh, man. Right, and tell everybody just how big a tomahawk steak is.
That's probably like 3.5, almost 4 pounds. They're big, but feed like 2-3 people.
Absolutely.
End of summer, it's kind of, summer's over, but today's going to be like 80 degrees, nice day to grill, I would think.
Yeah, treat yourself. And the best part is it's not hot outside, so you can get out there and let it, cook it on the grill nice and slow so that you get all that nice flavorful marbleization and the flavor and all that. Oh, it's the best steak I've ever had, I swear.
Well, it ain't hot right now, but in a couple hours, it's going to be scorching a little bit, I think.
Won't be too bad standing in front of the grill later on.
No, I know it'll be cooling off. You're right.
And, of course, football's back, so people are going to want to get stuff for watching the game as well.
Yeah, bro, I got wings. I got baby back ribs. I got casserole, party stuff. I got steaks. I got whatever you want, brother. Come on down, linguica, chorizo, ribeyes. I got filet. I got chicken breast. I got whatever you want.
And the most important part for watching the game, the beer and the wine.
Beer and wine. Beer. For sure, beer.
So I think everybody should head on down to the butcher shop and get themselves something. Celebrate the fact that summer's wrapping up here and get yourself something really delicious. What are you going to have this weekend, Eric?
Now that you're asking me that, I think I'm going to have some flank.
Ooh.
Like skirt steak, flank stuff, the nice one, you peel it off, cut it up. It makes nice tips. I love it.
Sounds like a good plan. All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us. We will talk to you next week.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you, man.
All right. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop on by there. Check out all of the great food they have, including pre-made food. So maybe you don't want to make anything. Maybe you just want to have a delicious meal. They'll take care of you. Whatever you need, go on over there. Talk to the folks over there. The Pinaretta family will treat you like you are part of their family. Now, let me get to a couple of app chat messages that are coming in before we run out of time here. Let's see. Skeddy says, good morning, Tim. Tell everyone to have a wonderful weekend. And of course, you too. Well, thank you. You as well, Skeddy. And she says, does Phil drink? And the answer to that question is, oh my God, all morning long. He's just in there in the newsroom pounding them. I'm like, dude, come on. No. Yes, I believe he partakes, in the hours that he's not working. So, I don't know why you're asking that question, but I don't think he'd mind me saying that, yes, he does have adult beverages from time to time. Dan in New Bedford, once again, you say what happens on the radio doesn't bother you. Clearly it does. Also love it how you have one of your listeners call up that was on the fence and tell you that they're voting for Trump. That is an honest person. Oh, I think he's always been honest every time he's called. And let me tell you, Dan, that anything you say doesn't bother me. I forget that you even exist 2 seconds after I've read your app chat message. So, and Not Bad Noak Bluff says the last caller who is supporting Trump despite MAGA is a bit confusing to me. I do respect his opinion, but I can't believe he is still voting Trump since he seems to be conflicted on Trump's methods of delivery. And I think a lot of people who do, and by the way, when I am making these blanket statements about Trump supporters, know that I'm talking about the people who are, you know, the all-in people, the truly Trump derangement syndrome victims. I'm not talking about the folks who are just, that's the better option for me and my values. Like, every election is always going to have those voters. I'm talking about the people who will refuse to admit the fact that he's done anything wrong, who refuse to admit the fact that he lies or will deflect any criticism of Trump by turning it around and, well, what about Kamala Harris? Well, what about her? Doesn't excuse the fact that your guy lied a lot more. And as the caller pointed out, still lying about what happened in Ohio. As has been pointed out, one person, and that's why nobody from Springfield, Ohio, the police chief, the city manager, nobody verified what Trump claimed because it didn't happen there. It happened in Canton, Ohio. And it wasn't an immigrant. It was a natural born citizen who has lived in Canton, Ohio, I guess her entire life, and who has psychological problems. But somebody posted that video and said, oh, look, she's Haitian. And then your guy believed it and brought it up on a national televised debate. Let me take a break here. I'm going to put this caller on hold. I got to take this break. Can't miss it. We'll take it, and we should be able to have some time to get to you as soon as we come back. All right, we got about 2 minutes left. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, people crack me up when they say, I don't understand why people couldn't vote for a particular person when other people in the party are raving lunatics. Like, what does that even mean? He didn't seem to understand the caller who was saying, I might not like this guy's personality or certain things, but I'm voting on the policies and how they will affect the country and his particular life. I mean, that seems like common sense to me. I don't understand why anybody would vote for any other reason. Every president is in and out of there in a matter of years. Their policies and the effect they're going to have going forward is what is sticking around. You know,
and I can give you an opposite side of it. You know, I didn't like George W. Bush's policies, but I liked his personality. I thought he was a good guy, but I didn't agree with him politically. You know, so it works on the inverse, too.
But you're not going to vote for him because, hey, you like his personality, or that would be like a moron. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's like a high school popularity contest. Yay, that's
but then,
the best guy.
But
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.